Okay, I would like to call to order this meeting of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for Thursday, August 9, 2018. And present are Commissioners Gorganian, Karoff, Smilage, Rohde, and myself, Beriducci. First item is application 18.1507, 374 Congress Street. Proposed work at the Congress Street facade, install channel and flag. Is that channel and flag signage at the corner of Boston Post Road, or Boston Wharf Road, excuse me, and Congress Street. Install marquee signage. All right. I assume you guys are the...
Yep.
So if you want to just introduce yourselves.
Okay. I'm Bill Whitlock, Whitlock Design Group. This is Chris Zanny, who's representing the ownership tonight. And we're just coming with signage tonight. So this is just signs. First of all, thank you so much. I feel like having all of you come out for a signage presentation on the night of the Patriots pregame. So I appreciate that. So we'll keep, you guys are familiar with the project, but I'll go through as quickly as I can.
I'm not sure what's going on.
I'll go as quickly as Nicola.
Sorry, guys. I don't really know what's going on.
It's all good.
It's like the weirdest thing.
It's okay.
Sorry, let me just fix this. There we go.
There it goes.
There.
And I'll have to do kind of manual.
Yeah.
We're missing a point here. But,
yeah.
So this, we don't have the history. We don't need the history, right?
No.
We've gone through this so many times. So this is a little inaccurate, so I just want to point out a few things that are not shown accurately. Our signage guys are from Oregon, and sometimes the communication doesn't work terribly well. They're currently showing signage on in the wrong location here, and this is here. But basically what we're talking about is two types of signs. There's signs that go between the lower windows, and then there's a window above. Escaping me, brain dead right now. And then there's a sign which hangs off perpendicular, kind of like a plate sign, but a little more extravagant than that, off the corner. The locations are this one, a small single panel that sits over our entry door. And then we have these two panels, which are actually shifted over onto in the window base. They're not on the stone. We'll take a look at those. And then they're supposed to pick up two more in this corner down here. These signs are quite small, and so we need to add this in here. So the signs that are proposed by day look like this. It's basically a very thin sign box with a pink face that runs across. The letters are pushed through acrylic that have a black finish on it, and then at night it basically reverses because the pink taco letters are illuminated and they shine white at night, and then the pink section goes black. These are set up in the window. There's a major design feature that's centered between these two windows, and that's why we've got we're taking two panels.
And there's two of those on that.
And then there's two. So, and when you look at the plan, this door goes to the offices upstairs. Then there's two windows, and those are where the restrooms are. Then there's an emergency door, and then there's two more windows, and they go on the last two windows. So that's what we're proposing. And then we'll see one more on the other side, which is where our entry door is.
And you have that entire space?
We have that basically the first floor. Stilling Street all the way to Boston Wharf Road.
And what is the pink material? What is that?
It's a painted finish.
That's painted, and it's painted on, or it's painted on a
it's
panel?
A box. It's a panel.
So
box
how
panel.
Thick,
yeah.
Rough, how thick roughly does that come out? I'm just curious. I mean,
I think they're usually like 4 or 5 inches.
All right. You know, I think, you know, given, I know last time you wanted a much larger expression. How much? Three?
Three.
Yeah. But I think given the color that you're proposing, I mean, I think that's going to be very visible. So I don't think it's, the fact that it's smaller, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
I'm certainly going to see it.
Yeah.
How wide are those window bays?
They are
four feet.
Almost 5 feet.
Almost 5 feet, yeah, because they would have been a...
And you're saying that 3 inches in depth?
Yes.
My question would be whether they... I'm assuming that the panels, the building panels and lintels, whatever those are recessed. So do these sit within the recess? I not proud of the brick piers?
They don't sit proud of the brick piers. This recess is rather substantial.
Yeah.
The glass is about a foot and a half back. So it will sit a little, there's some architectural detailing here and architectural detailing here, and it will be slightly proud of those architectural details, because I believe those are like an inch and a half or something like that, right there. But it will sit within, comfortably in that recess.
Within the flat portion of the recess, yeah.
I think it shows like that close up of what that actually looks like, what we're talking about.
These are made of wood.
Oh, that is wood. Okay, yeah. So that's good.
And how do they get into? How does it get attached to the building?
Not the way it's shown in the drawings. They're showing anchors in the concrete. It's not concrete. So they'll be anchored. They'll be basically screwed into the wood.
Screwed into what?
Into the wood above. This is a wood piece there, so something that would be very, you know, easily repaired.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think as long as it doesn't exceed, it stays within the flat portion of the recess and doesn't go wider than the, I mean, I know it's going to come forward of the detail,
right,
you said, but as long as it doesn't come, you know, wider than it covers it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, go on then.
Okay.
And what's the lighting again?
So it's an LED, it's a backlit LED. So the LED lives within the box, and then these letters change. It's a product by 3M that is a vinyl face that goes on top of the push through, and so it can have one color by day, and then when it hits it with, it's magic. When it hits it at night, it turns white. So by day it'll look black, the pink background, and at night it's black background with white letters.
So during the day it's pink with black letters.
Yes.
Yeah.
They actually have an illustration of it.
All right.
Go on.
Yeah, please. Oh, here it is. So this is what it looks like by day, and that's what it looks like. There is one, the sign that's over the entry door is just a single panel that says Pantaco.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So the next sign is, there's a corner sign. And this sign is didn't change dramatically from the last time we passed. It basically sits, they're calling it out for 10 verified field, but somewhere about 10 feet off the ground. I always like to have signs up that high because that's a basketball hoop. And life is usually better, safer above that height. And then the sign itself is 7'3". It's this stylized sign that is something very similar that they've used in most of their projects. We'll get to the detail in the next one. I'll help explain that a lot better.
So that 10-foot is kind of an arbitrary number then? That's not necessarily...
It isn't. Right. Yeah, it's not a... Wow. I think...
Well, why don't you then move it up slightly so that the center of the taco lines up with that same sign band that you're using, you know? With that panel, that recessed panel.
So that lines up with that?
I mean, that's what I'm
absolutely.
Thinking. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, that way there's
that's
continuity.
That's a great catch. It's just, what is that? How many bricks we have to talk to?
Yeah. Well, you
less than a foot.
Yeah, it'll be that high.
Agreed.
All right. And what's that yellow? That's something that's, what is that?
Sign must fit within window bay. Actually, that note was for the other
side. So it's a note. Okay.
That note's for the one sheet.
All right.
I love
presenting other people's drawings.
It looks like one of those dim sum restaurants in Chinatown. I'm going, is that
those things on the internet where those things actually get built
characters?
Out there? Yeah, All right, so this sign also has some of the kind of reverse reading elements as well. So there's a lot going on here, obviously. We have these letters are more halo illuminated, so they're black letters that have the light coming out the side. And then there are these tracer kind of lines that are illuminated at night here. So there's white LEDs that push the light through, but it comes out as pink halos because of the material that it's illuminating. And then we have these tracer elements coming around here on the sides, which are in LEDs as well.
And the light is fit. It's fixed. There's no animation or no motion to it. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. And they're all done in LEDs. Yeah. At one point they were thinking about doing things in neon.
So, just hypothetical. The box signs on the side, between the windows.
Yeah.
Could they have been halo lit in a similar fashion, or is that explored and rejected because?
I think the problem is the letters are so small, that sign has gotten to be pretty small. And they were originally halo lit, but we had much bigger letters. And they were going, remember they were extending beyond, it was like this two-piece letter.
Right.
And now they've gotten so small that they just...
You need something to be...
Those aren't the most legible letters in the world.
They're just a tough font. It's a tough font. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would say the drawing doesn't show that, but I don't know if there's a note, but obviously the bolts for the brackets would go
joints.
Into the mortar joint, so they have to be sized accordingly to that module.
Right. I've communicated that verbally to them, but it doesn't say. It will.
Right.
A little trickier with this mounting detail, so we need to be careful.
Would those mounts be less obtrusive in a they're such a strong element.
Yeah.
They kind of fight with the sign.
Sure. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
And then
like a lighter metal.
Like a lighter metal.
Yeah. Color match.
Red color.
That guy right there.
And then the face view, what are we looking at there then? The profile face view drawing there.
So this guy here. So we're looking. So these are painted metal finishes. So it's an aluminum sign.
So the side is all painted.
Yes, you're looking at Matthew's painted finishes. So they have a real finished look. It's an automotive style finish.
So that's a cut through. Is that what we're looking at then? When you show
the
white LED?
So you can see how the top has this. Coming around the curve there.
Can you just read off the not all of them, but just like the major dimensions, like off from the building,
the
height and the width?
Okay, so the sign overall is 7'3". It projects from the building 39 inches. The bottom box itself, it's 27 inches to this here, so that would make this box around 2 feet for the taco sign. And then these supports are about 3 feet on the center.
And then the
thickness of the overall sign, at its deepest, it's 22 inches. At its minimum, it's 1'1", 13 inches. It's in essence, because of the way they have it illuminated, it's kind of two sign boxes kind of pushed together.
And if you're looking at it straight on, how thick is it?
If you're looking at it straight on, it is in this section here, it is 13, 14 inches in this section here. And this section down here, it's 22, the box at the bottom.
What? If you're looking straight on from the street?
If you're looking, at this corner, across here, this section is 22 inches wide.
The word taco is 22 inches wide.
That's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking if you're looking at it from the street, not so you can't read the sign.
Oh.
You're looking at it from the
street. Okay. From this angle. From straight on. It's 39 inches wide here.
I'm not asking this right, am I? How wide is the edge of the sign that faces this? Because that's what faces the corner.
Well, it's at a 45-degree angle.
Right.
So what are you asking him?
Like
what side? What street?
The taco box?
No, if you're looking at the sign from the
straight elevation.
Street, from the not yeah, from straight degree. In. I understand that you're not probably going to be looking at it, but I'm just wondering how thick.
Oh, I see. Because it could be how is it, when it gets foreshortened because it's on an angle. What does it look like? Just so when I'm standing here, looking here, how wide is
so it? Be.
No. I'm not getting this. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
How wide is it? If I'm looking at it from there,
45-degree.
How wide is this?
Yeah,
it's either 11 inches at the top.
It's 11.
That's the part I don't get. Why?
22.
Why would it be 22 inches wide from that?
Well, they wanted to get this. These stripes run along the side here. It could be thinner. This could definitely be thinner. If that was a requirement.
I mean,
that's not your thing.
I mean, it's 11 feet up, but I mean, it's. Yeah,
yeah,
so the word.
Think
so
a blade
the word
sign is being more than a foot and a half wide normally.
Right.
And that's essentially what that is, right? Because it's just it's the housing for the size. It's the sign, right? I mean, it's the workings of the sign. So why is it? And you're not trying to. And it doesn't have any letters on it, so it's not. It doesn't have a purpose for being that wide.
It could certainly be thinner.
Seems like it's going to look really clunky.
Except that you said something about there's lighting on that.
Yeah, so there's, on that you can
plane.
See there's little dots this here. These are horizontal lights that are here.
Okay.
And then there's these lights traced on the side. You can't see them from the straight end, but you would see these 1, 2, 5 little
stripes.
So the stripes are only on the word taco, not on the word pink.
Yes.
All right.
But it could be thinner. I mean, it could definitely be thinner. I mean, even if they wanted to have a little bit wider in this section here, they could still make it considerably thinner.
Corresponding.
They could take 3 or 4 inches out.
I mean, if you know more than I do, and I'm crazy to ask this question, then just tell me now. But I mean, it seems that it's not a very graceful sign if it's that thick.
Well, I think I understand you wanting the word taco to be wider than the word pink, just for your own graphic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think everything could possibly be correspondingly shrunk width-wise. So for the instance, so the pink is how many? You said it's about 11
right
inches?
Right now it's 11. 13, sorry.
13. So, I mean, is it possible to bring that to, say, 9 and then correspondingly bring the word taco a little bit thinner? Then
I believe we could absolutely do that.
I mean, that would take some of the mass away from the side view of it like that.
Quite frankly, I agree. presenting something else.
Because the style of it should be kind of graceful.
It does look blocky.
If the structure is really clunky looking, it's going to take away from the design.
I totally agree.
Yeah, so I think.
So if we went to something like a sign that was, if we could get it down to 9 inches, and if this goes to 9, maybe this goes to 15, 14, something like that.
I just think anything would be an improvement.
Yeah.
I
could be done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. All right, is that it for your signs? Or
and
you got
then
more?
There's a sign that goes over
okay,
the
that's
store,
the view you wanted
so
to see. That's the view you wanted to see, right?
Right. Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yes.
So, this whole thing
so that was shrunk
so
down a bit.
So imagine if it was, you know.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of that.
Yeah.
In width.
And then pushed up a little so it all
lines
up.
Yeah, pushed up a little bit so the taco lines up with the taco.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah. All right. And then the other sign on the side there is the same concept as the others. And
again, unfortunately, they didn't stretch out long enough to see the last two. And the prototype.
So the one over the door is identical to the ones in the windows?
Yes.
Same box, 3 inches thick.
Yep.
Well, what's the marquee?
And so just to remind me, you're not doing the patio thing at all. This is like just
that's
later. It's another
whole sure
thing. Yeah.
We have to get our ducks lined up
right,
with that.
Right, okay.
It's in process.
So no canopy over the door even at this point.
Right. So at this point, I mean, the hope is that, you know, obviously this in the future, this sign will disappear.
So there's no signage on Boston Wharf Road?
Just
that
right here.
The one on the corner, but
no,
none of
the
rest.
So What I'm seeing are, I'm going to call them the panel signs in the windows. So there's one there, which is close to Stilling Street. Then there's two more to the right as you go down Congress Street toward Boston Wharf Road.
Yep.
You go around the corner, and there's the fourth one.
Right.
And then there's the big guy we just finished talking about.
Okay.
And then the guy in the corner here on Congress and Stillings.
Boston Wharf, actually. Boston. That's over the entryway.
That's Stilling Street.
No, this is Boston Wharf.
Boston Wharf.
I'm sorry.
Boston.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, this is Boston Wharf Road. So we've got the one sign here, and then when we
turn
sign on the corner.
Yeah.
So this is the entry. That's why the signs have more kind of a density here. And then on the other far side of the building, we have the two signs.
It's two on one side of the arch door, and then two on the other side.
But they're exactly the same signs.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Okay, I just want to, because this doesn't, the application doesn't read that way. It doesn't say there's any sign at all on Boston Wharf Road. So I just want to, it says Congress Street facade, channel and flag signage at the corner, install marquee signage. It doesn't say anything about signage on Boston Wharf Road.
Well, I think that's the marquee sign.
Actually,
no, I know that one, but I'm talking about this
sign
over the door.
And I think
it also mentions all the flags.
I mean, I think that one is key for you because that's your door. And I think when you do your future design for whatever, the entry and all that, that's probably going to go, you said.
That's going to go, and it's going to have to have a replacement.
So that is really maybe that's considered kind of temporary at this point. So,
although, architecturally, I always feel like signs are, when you have to have, when you depend so much on signs, it's because your design is working. So when we have the entry and we have the, a lot of interest there, the signs will be as important.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm curious about in the interim that people are, they may very well mistake the Congress Street arched entry as your entry.
There's going to be a lot of.
Yes. And then we
agree.
Yeah, so anyway, agreed. But that's your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you haven't mentioned how you're making power to these?
Power to the signs? Well, because these are run, these are wood through here, it's going to be very easy to bring power from the inside.
From the inside,
And then that sign right there in the corner. You have
that one's a little more challenging. So that one's going to have to come through through the wall. So that's going to be tricky. I haven't resolved that yet, but we're going to have to figure out a way to do that without putting through the stone.
Well, I don't know how you're going to do that, really. But
because conduit is
yeah.
I mean, I think
the mortar joints are about a quarter of an inch
big sword.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be either. Yeah, do we want to see a conduit? I don't know if I'd want to see the conduit. So I wonder.
Where is the conduit?
Well, that's the thing. And if it goes through, it should come through the bracket arm.
Right.
So I mean, I don't. That means a half inch or three quarter inch hole, maybe an inch hole.
Those brackets may need to get engineered, so if there's a pocket for it.
They'll have to engineer so that they can become a raceway as well.
Yeah.
For the power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would have to come back to the staff.
Okay, that's not a problem. Not a problem.
Yeah. All right. Is that it for your presentation?
Yeah.
All right. So.
So can I just, I asked this before and you answered it, but I just sticking with them. I'll be good if I get this. Again, those panels that the four.
Yes.
I heard your words say that the glass is actually about a foot back.
Yes.
What about the panels? Like I guess I'm just trying to figure out. I think you want those signs to be a good 3 or 4 inches behind the brick.
Yes.
Not.
So if there's
you had a section.
The signs are 3 inches. The glass is back about a foot from the brick. So you'll be about 9 inches back.
So
from
the
face
glass
of the brick.
And panel, you're saying, are the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
The glass.
Yeah. No. You had a section. You had a section.
Yeah.
I thought that you
should
go to that.
Okay.
Yeah, right there.
Okay. So this is there's some architecture here, and then there's a wood panel. They're showing this.
It's flat, That's the flat portion.
And then you get down here, and then there is a window frame, and then the glass runs down in this
about in this plane here. The brick is out about here.
The face,
yeah. You can see that it's a significant recess. This will be nowhere near the face of the brick.
Yeah.
We want it to be actually within.
Yeah, recessed with.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not sure it's actually going to be quite that. I think it's actually going to be probably the same in the face of that bullnose, but. Because I don't have this accurate dimension. I don't think that bullnose is 4 inches deep, but rather awkward.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, so I guess then the thing would be make the sign as thin as possible so it doesn't overwhelm those bullnose, that bullnose detail. I think that would be key. So, all right. Is public, or you're not the public, but you have comments? No comments. There's nobody else to comment. All right. So if we are kind of set on the provisos, somebody could form a motion.
Take a stab at it. I'll move to approve the proposal as written with the provisos that the blade sign, the marquee sign, however you want to describe that, is narrowed down about a third in proportionate dimensions. The upper pink part and the lower taco
proportionally, part. Yeah. And then you want that to go to staff, the final detail? To, yeah.
Sure. Sure. You guys can get that dimension-wise.
And the fixturing and the power solution to the power source.
Yeah. So, how those brackets get engineered to create a raceway or value to minimize any kind of visual impact on that corner. And that the brackets themselves on that marquee signage, take a look at a color that matches.
Yeah,
metal, painted metal that matches the brick.
Closer to the brick, yeah. And then move the whole thing up so that the word "center of taco" lines up with the center of the other signs.
Yes. Okay, Nick. What you said?
Got it.
And I think that.
Okay.
And let's see, was that it? And then, that's it.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right, Commissioner Karoff.
Yes.
Smilage.
Yes.
Gorganian.
Yes.
Brody.
Yes.
And chair votes yes. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Now, what is this here? Anything else? No publics, the minutes, but all right.
David, your last name is Slow.
It is.
Did I do it?
Oh my God!
Sorry, guys. The South End's been a difficult this week.
Oh, it is. It's B E R.
Sorry, David. You'll never forgive me, will you?
Never. So I'm gonna.
Surprised you haven't gotten mine.
I get wounded very easily.
I have 3 mega projects in the South End, so my focus has been there.
Oh sure.
Sorry. I'll make it up to you.
All right, motion to approve of the minutes. Second.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And none opposed. Okay. So that's it. We don't have any other.
Done.
No, what do you